flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as
my
promised,
Lord,
you can hear
the Lord is all right with me.
She's in the building.
Yes, he is. Glory. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Sister Odell.
Well, I ain't gonna waste no time. I just come out the hospital.
Really? Were you ill, Sister Odell? We didn't know.
I had cadric surgery.
You had what, Sister Odell?
Cadric surgery. I can see now.
Cataract.
Well, that's good news. It's all better now. I got these glasses on now. I can see it. It's too much.
Yeah, you can really see it.
It's just too much. Everything is so close. Woo! Thank God for it, though, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I had asked them what's the age limit to get it done, and they said normally, you know, it's up to about 60.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. But I prayed about it and went on and had it done anyway.
Okay, and you can see now. That's great news.
Well, you know, at my age, you know, they went in there to remove my cataracts, and then they didn't even find them.
You're what?
They had dissolved.
Oh.
So I don't know what they did. I was out for about 30 minutes. I got some eye drops, and Lord have mercy, it's just better now.
Well, what are some of the things that you've seen that...
You know, I'm looking at fine print now.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You don't have to hold it away. You know, you got to kind of hold it back.
One of my grandkids told me to take my telephone and put the photo thing on it, and it'll zoom it in for you.
Okay. That's good.
The only problem was I couldn't find the icon on the phone.
Couldn't see that to do it.
I couldn't see that, so.
See it clearly.
Anyway, what else is going on?
Well, I wanted to ask you, Sister Odell, about, you know, this Sunday is the Super Bowl. But these 17 Louisiana Republican legislators are asking that the performers, you know, Kendrick Lamar, at the Super Bowl halftime show, will sign a contract which states that they won't do anything lewd during their performance. So I just wanted to ask you, what
do you
think
about that?
Won't
do nothing lewd in New Orleans?
Yes, ma'am. What's your take on it? Yeah.
Well, ain't they got a lot of nerve? That's a whole lot of nerve. Ain't these the same people that's got the French Quarter open 24 hours a day?
Yes, ma'am.
You can go in there and watch a monkey do some things he ain't supposed to do.
A monkey.
You walk right on in there. They got women's in there that they selling on stripper shows and all this here. You can walk around. You in Louisiana, you can walk around with an open container, and they don't give a damn what's in it.
Daiquiris, whatever.
Then they got women in here pulling their clothes off, sitting up in here pulling their clothes off, drawing their, making their brows come up just for a pack of beads. And now they wants the rappers to sign for indecency. The whole damn city ain't decent.
Well, we don't want to stop that part, though.
Are you planning on going to the Super Bowl, Sister Odell?
Oh, I goes down there every year to save souls.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And this is how I do it. I take a bunch of beads, and if you pull your top up, then I know you need Jesus.
Amen. Oh, you carrying a lot of beads.
Yeah, that's how I know who need to repent. That's the move. That's it. It's a tricky move. I got a purse full of beads, and if I throw them at you and you pull your top up, I get you.
Are you by yourself, or is it with the missionary board? Or
it's a group of us, you know, because once we throw the beads, we don't let you keep them, because I'm not buying beads every year. That ain't what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
But I got them from some Catholic people.
Uh-huh. In your younger years, did you ever pull your top up and get some beads?
Oh, interesting question.
At the Zulu parade?
Now, look who done jumped in here.
Ooh.
In your younger years, did you have hair?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. In your younger years, you ever jumped and thought you was tall?
That's how you flipped it?
Tommy,
yeah.
You started her.
Never answered the question.
Right.
In your younger years, did you always have them glasses on?
Coming up next.
Because maybe you need to get yourself some cadre surgery.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.